Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Overtime 130. Mark Bland, Travis Cook, Jeremy Bailey, uncensored and unbridled.
So I can say darn and heck, right?
You can say fucking A right, baby. Say it all.
Wordy dirds.
My virgin ears.
The racist Travis Cook.
I am not a racist for the millionth time.
That's a good point. You're not a racist. You know, I'll be the first one to defend Travis Cook. He comes onto the show. He takes a lot of crap from me, and he does a very good job handling it. So I applaud you, sir.
I have a thick skin.
You have
and
a very
it's a beautiful thick skin. It's moisturized.
It is weird. Weird.
Awesome.
All right, okay, first off, are you Old Spice kind of like, okay, what do you use? So, first off, are you bar soap? Let's get into Travis a little bit here, okay?
Let's sounds creepy, dude.
Let's get into Travis.
You're the one
bit
talking
here
about lollipops earlier. You say you want to get into Travis? You're sick.
Listen,
deep into Travis.
No!
Way deep.
And you ended the last show with a letter about gay sex.
Inches into Travis. Okay, first off, let's get these ladies up. Ladies!
Tuned out about two minutes ago.
Ladies, we have a very sexy man available for your perusal right now.
That depends on the lady.
Yes.
Wait
he
a minute.
Is sexy.
What is perusal?
He knows how to take
perusal, I think
just
you
made. I make words up
on my show. I thought I was stupid.
Excuse me, sir. I make words up on my show. Don't get involved, okay?
When you're the king of Saturday afternoon talk radio, you can do that shit.
The king of talk radio is who I am. Hashtag king of talk radio. That's who I am. Don't you ever disrespect me again like that. Now,
I'll buy you a Burger King crown before the next time I'm on the show.
Let me put these glasses on. Take a picture of this if you get a chance. Put these glasses on here because we need to talk about this for a second. Travis Cook is a link. Go ahead. Give your rundown again. I want all the ladies to know what's going on.
First of all, the shades you just put on are right out of a 1984 Devo video.
They sure are, man. That's all they do here at the Viper, the radio station we do some recording at for KYRO and all that. It's all classic rock, so everything in here.
Hey.
But it is a cool, think about this. How many radio stations do you know that have a plentiful set of cups with the shot glasses built into the bottom of them, okay? That's the kind of that's how they do it here at Westplex 100.7.
Well, you know what they say, that the best radio in America was done back in the 70s and early 80s where everybody was drunk or high on the air. So I guess they're just trying to bring that tradition back.
Pirate radio, Wolfman Jack. Okay. Go ahead and give your rundown again. Tell them about
my rundown of what?
Your sveltness.
Oh, I don't want to brag, but
you
I am
buff and chiseled.
A slim, trim, buff, ripped, chiseled bolo, O2 sexy 214
bolo. I love how he throws bolo in there. A bolo.
Not really sure what bolo means either.
Oh, you're looking at it, but don't look too closely.
I always thought a bolo was like a really horrible punch.
Boys on
top. It's a bodybuilding term. We bodybuilders know
that
term.
Boys on top, leftovers underneath.
Hey, it's a bodybuilding term. We bodybuilders know that.
Yes, yes.
I'm on the Playboy Buddy Rose fitness program.
All right, Buddy Rose, holy crap. I loved Buddy Rose.
Oh, he was awesome.
He was great. All right, now, ladies and gentlemen.
I've ripped off a ton of stuff from Buddy Rose over the years, actually.
Our friend Travis Cook is a professional wrestling mid-carder.
No, I manage,
career
professional wrestling.
Mid-card.
I no longer wrestle myself.
But his wrestler's always on the mid-card. I
dude,
mean,
we're the main event.
He is the
this
mid-card.
This Saturday night in beautiful downtown East Carondelet, Illinois, your main event, might I mind you,
yes, I'd love
is
to hear
Iron
this.
Man Ken Kassa, your classic
weak
wrestling champion,
as crap, who
managed
runs from
by
me every,
Travis Cook, and
who
holds
from me also.
Who holds a title, which is something you haven't done in about, 10
King
years?
King of Talk Radio.
And you made fun of our trophy. And he's going to be taking on number one contender Chaz Wesson this weekend at the East Carondelet Community Center.
Chaz Wesson.
Bell time, 8 o'clock.
Chaz Wesson's going to whip that boy. That boy.
The mullet isn't going to get near. And I'm going to give you a scoop. I am going to give you a scoop about something that's going to happen in beautiful East Carondelet.
Mark Bland's going to run in and
you
beat
and
the
I,
living piss
you
out.
And I, you ain't going to. You will get arrested if you even try it.
You but know what? Here's what's really funny. When I go to these events and I yell at this man from the side, he ignores me. He acts as if I don't stand it. The whole crowd. Dude, I got messages. I got messages on Facebook from multiple people. Hey, you didn't come to the show this past week. Well, I don't come to all the shows. In fact, ask Travis. I never come to the shows.
No, you've only been a couple times.
Couple times, and it's strung out over like a year or two.
Creepy stalker thing you're doing,
yeah,
but nevertheless.
Really, it's an awesome creepy stalker thing. But listen, they're hitting me up. They're like, they were chanting Cook versus Bland at the show. I don't even wrestle for these people. I'm not even on their cards, and they're saying my name. That's how deep my history goes. That's my credibility in this industry. This dude takes a week off. Nobody will even forget him.
And yet, you can't seem to get hired by any wrestling promotion. Fancy that.
Because you keep
undercutting me behind the scenes. What I was about to tell you before you interrupted me for your self-promotion and your grandstanding trying to get another wrestling job.
Come on, week.
What I was telling you was that Saturday night I will have the silver clippers in my hands yet again, and we will shave somebody's head. I'm not going to tell you who.
Oh, is that your new
thing? But Chaz Wesson has a mighty mullet.
You're the guy who goes around with silver clippers? Is that your thing now?
We got Keith Smith last
week. Well, we got WrestleMania 2, 4, 5 years ago with
You could use a little off the top.
Yeah.
You're looking kind of unkempt.
How about this? You versus me. You put up Ken Casa versus me and your silver clippers. You win, you get to shave my head.
Oh, you'd love that, wouldn't you? Because that would make you a star again.
I get to shave your head.
Sorry.
Puss.
No, as I said a million times, make yourself a contender.
Herb and Larry Matisek and Herb Dean. Travis Cook
Herb
is
Dean.
Herb Simmons.
What does the referee from UFC have to do with any of this?
Herb Simmons and Larry Matisek. Travis Cook is a pussy. That's all there is to it. You've hired a pussy and you pay this man a pussy wage because he's a pussy. Thank you. Thank you for treating
him
like
that. You said the key word, paid. When was the last time you got paid for a wrestling match?
Well, I don't need to get paid. I'm a media mogul. I'm the king of talk radio, homie. Are you kidding me?
But yet you can't get anyone to pay you to wrestle.
All right, listen, ladies.
Amazing.
Ladies. Travis Cook is a single man. He is an unbelievable
broadcast this fact.
Bolo young man, right? How old are you, Travis?
Late
30s, early 40s?
Late 30s.
Okay. He likes gambling, right? You like playing
cards? No, I don't like gambling. I play poker.
Well, that is gambling.
Really, it's not. But
you spend money and lose money. It's gambling.
And make money.
And
mainly make money.
But all of that goes together. I'm just saying that is gambling.
But it's far different than, you know, a slot machine or something like
that.
That's a boring.
You like soccer? You like soccer?
I do enjoy watching some soccer.
Let's get into the deep details.
What are you, Chuck Woolery?
Travis, are you a bar soap shower guy? Are you a loofah and shower wash kind of guy?
I'm old school. I'm bar soap.
You're bar soap. Yeah. Are you like the Irish Springs freshest spelling, or do you just like the old gold standard, the old dial gold bar?
Either or. I'm not one of these who gets.
See, I used to do the whole bar soap thing, but the soap scum was getting so ridiculous for cleaning that I had to switch over. I had to switch.
Shower gel's way better.
I'll be the first one to admit, I love the smell of bar soap.
Yeah, me too.
When you wash it on your skin and it comes off, I love that fresh smell that bar soap gives you. I don't care what brand it is, but I hate the cleanup in the shower after
the fact.
I hate
to give a free plug, but Suave's got this 3-in-1 citrus that's awesome. If you're short-haired and, you know.
Right now, currently, I'm working with the Dial for Men. This is hilarious, actually, okay? I have smoked in the past. I do smoke cigarettes here and there. Now, I'm in the store. Dial has new men's hair shampoos for men, okay?
Okay.
They have body washes.
Bacon flavored shampoo. That's
they
awesome.
Got into men's body washes about 2 years ago. It's done so well, they've moved into men's shampoos now, like specific styles of men's shampoos. They actually, guess what my shampoo flavor or whatever it is. Not flavor, but you know what I'm saying. What my scent is. You ready for this one?
Go for it.
Caffeine and menthol. Swear to God, it's exactly what my French teacher in high school used to do. Drink a lot of coffee and smoke a lot of menthol cigarettes, and I'm just like wiping it through my hair going, God, this smells fantastic.
Why don't they just call it hipster?
I guess that could be hipster. I just tried it out because it was cheap. It was $2 a bottle. It's okay. It wasn't bad. I think I'm going to move over to some other stuff this time. But here's the situation. You're a bar soap kind of guy. What kind of shampoos? Are we Old Spice in it? Or are we just going the classic Old Suave?
Yeah, you're Suave, that kind of thing.
Yeah, you know what's not bad is Pert. For as much crap as people give Pert for being the poor people's thing, you know what I'm saying?
That changes. Poor people. Always changes.
In rural areas, it does.
Depending on their marketing dollars.
Well, in rural areas, they're poor.
Those are the suffering people.
Those are the suffering people in the rural area.
People with actual animals to shoot and eat. Yeah, that's tough.
Well, Jesus. As I said, they're not suffering.
All right. So, are you a suit and tie kind of guy? Are you a blue jeans and shirt kind of guy? What kind of guy are you?
Mainly blue jeans and shirt. Although, you know, for the right occasion, I'll do the shirt and tie. But I have to do that so much with the wrestling and my commitments there that, you know, when I'm not in an official capacity, I just like the t-shirt and jeans kind of deal.
All right, fair enough. Now, you like soccer?
Yeah.
Favorite soccer team?
Manchester United.
Favorite player?
Sporting Kansas City.
All right. What's your favorite soccer player? Who's your favorite?
Eric Cantona.
The guy who chops people in the stands.
He did karate kick a fan in the stands one time, and after he was thrown out of a game.
Him and Zinedine Zidane. You like
headbutters? Pretty much, yeah. I mean, it's
you love those guys. What about the Sphinx from Gone in 60 Seconds, the guy who used to play for a soccer team but grabbed
Vinny
the guy's,
Jones?
Vinny Jones grabbed his balls and ripped the guy's balls out. You ever hear that? Did you ever hear about that?
No.
He was well known for grabbing dude. They call it weenie tapping. Like, I've had friends who play that. They call it weenie tapping, where you're like, you're backed up on a dude and you just smack them. It gives them a stun because you hit their weenie.
Yeah, I've had people play that game with me once.
Right. Now, this dude went
never
so
twice.
Hard, he grabbed a dude's balls, like, off of a situation like they were just
It was
standing.
A free kick. Free and he kick. Was in the wall.
He grabbed this dude's balls and twisted and pulled and ripped.
And there's
the
a rather
balls.
There's an infamous picture of this that's out
there. Of the situation. He got kicked out of the game and then kicked out of the league for eternity. Like, he's not allowed to play soccer again.
I did not know he was kicked out of the league. But,
oh yeah, that's why he used that situation to go get into acting.
And there's a very infamous picture of that. You can go find it on the internet. You just look up Vinny Jones and
balls. Yeah,
yeah. There you go.
That's crazy.
But actually, that entire team that he was on at the time, Wimbledon. Was well known. They called him the Crazy Gang, and it was a team that had come up from like the second or first division into the Premier League, and they didn't have the skillful players, so they just literally kicked,
they were the Detroit Pistons of
yeah,
the league. Yeah,
literally they kicked the crap out of you, and that's how they won games. So I always kind of had a soft place in my heart for them.
A soft place in your heart.
Yeah.
All right.
So I did look up Bolo for a second because I figured you guys were full of shit.
Yeah. Go ahead. What's Bolo?
So I was right. Bolo's a punch, like I said, but that's all I knew. But Bolo was also a fictional type of artificially intelligent super heavy tank.
Well,
you artificial are, intelligence.
Other than, other than the artificial part, I would agree with
you
that.
You definitely resemble a tank size.
I am an.
True.
I am an intelligent tank. I'll buy that.
No, you're just a fat tank.
I'm not
I love
fat.
You.
I'm big boned.
Yes,
I'm
you are.
I'm festively plump.
All right, so anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we've got a fantastic catch for all the ladies out there. This man...
I'm not sure I want you to advertise me to your listeners.
Well, these girls...
I mean, you've got Desperate Housewives in New Jersey writing in here. I'm not sure I want to go there.
The girls that listen to my show, first off, are mostly in their early 20s. And also, they tend to be...
Smoking hot.
They're smoking hot, and they also tend to be liberal-based, so they probably are not so conservative in the bedroom and everywhere else.
Let's play a quick game, Mark. What is the perfect kind of girl for Travis?
The perfect kind of girl for Travis would be...
This will be funny to see how wrong you guys are.
The perfect kind of girl for Travis probably is going to be...
At least 4'3".
At least 4 foot.
Yes, it helps if they're not a midget.
Well, okay, I would say
I know some dudes have that fetish, but I'm not one.
5 foot one, 5'1". He's a shorter guy, so I got to give him a little size. 5 foot one. Okay, probably about 123 pounds.
Oh, okay. Not at 5'1". Are you kidding me?
Yeah, like 150.
That's
right?
A little tank girl.
121 pounds at 5'1" is not that big, dude.
It better be distributed right. I mean, 5'1" is not much. Now, if you're saying 5'3", I'm good with that.
5'3", 125 pounds. Double D's. Double D's.
Yeah.
He likes the breasticles.
I do like the breastices.
He likes the breasticles. Also, probably, okay, she's going to have to, first off, she's going to have to love Area 51.
What?
She's going to have to love alien conspiracy theories, especially conspiracy theories. She's going to have to.
Actually, you're way off.
She is going to have to be able to put up with a lot of farting and grunting while trying to sleep at night. And that's probably not just sleeping. That's while watching Juventus play.
Truthfully, I am not a farter.
He's a gassy
individual. I'm really not a gassy dude unless I make
chili. She's going to have probably an unlimited card to Subway, since this guy's going to need at least a $5 foot long almost every single meal. I mean, you got to be able to fill a tank,
no,
right?
You got to fill
the Bolo up.
No, she needs to be able to cook.
She's got to be, you like a cook.
I like a good cook.
I'm guessing
she needs to be buoyant.
She's got to like butter
buoyant,
a lot.
What do you mean by buoyant?
She's got to float.
She's got to float. She's got to be buoyant.
Throw her in a pool. She's got to float.
She's got to be buoyant. She's definitely got to be buoyant. That's a good one.
No, I'm not sure I'm agreeing with that, but okay.
She's going to have to love Dunkin' Donuts. She's going to have to at least get a six-pack a morning. Clean six-pack.
I'm really not a breakfast guy.
You're not a breakfast guy. No. Not a breakfast guy at all.
No, I mean, if it's there, I'll take it. But
What's your favorite food? What's your favorite food? That'll help.
Of anything?
Well, yeah, of course we could tell that, Bolo. What's your favorite food?
But there's so many good ones that fuel this magnificent body.
There has got to be, like, one thing that, like, you crave sometimes.
There is nothing in the... It sounds simple as hell. But there's nothing in this world like my mama's spaghetti and meatballs.
Fair enough. No, you know what? I don't knock that at all. There's a lot of people that have a very simplistic
So that tells me
it's simple.
He's also going to need a chick with hairy arms and a mustache.
Ew, no!
Yes.
No, I'll tell you what. Since you guys are guessing and doing it pretty poorly, I might
have. You can say that.
Let me kind of give you the rundown.
She's got to be able to eat an entire Emo's large pizza.
No,
that's
she really doesn't. She doesn't. She just has to be able to cook one.
If she can't knock
it down. If she can eat the whole thing, there's not enough for me. Now, come on.
Good point. She's got to be able to at least down an extra large for herself as well as
Here's the deal. Here's the deal. Okay. If you want to know all of this, Chuck Woolery.
She's got to be able to let
go. Ooh, if you get a poor chick, she could pay for your satellite.
Oh, that's a good point.
The government would do it, I guess.
She's got to be able to let Ken Casa, like, dig into her every once
in a while.
Because they all share the Travis Kirkland.
No, no, we don't share. Yeah. We do not share. Here's where I would go. In terms of height, which is the first thing you guys talked about, either really short or really tall. So like
really tall, like 6 foot?
I would go 6 foot.
That's a pretty tall girl for you, dude.
It is, but I like legs. So
all right, let's get a little deeper than this, okay? Ladies, listen right now. You're sitting there with a full tub of Rocky Road ice cream. You are checking out.
She's already disqualified.
You are checking out.
She is already disqualified.
You are a huge, huge fan of Rutgers University football.
Oh, okay? God. All right. This is getting worse as it goes.
You are sitting there, and you might even be a Georgia fan. You might even be a football, a Georgia football
fan. I will give you credit for that one because I discovered last year when Georgia came into Columbia to play Mizzou, a season ticket holder, that all the Georgia fans that came down there, I got to tell you, that all the ladies with their accents.
It's hot.
So we need a bell for you.
We need a southern bell.
Preferably a Georgia bell because there's a difference in southern accents.
You better know who Playboy Buddy Roberts is or else you got
Buddy Rogers. Or Buddy Rose. You're getting the Playboys mixed up. Playboy Buddy Rose.
No, whatever.
Believe it or not, I very rarely am interested in women who are interested in wrestling or who are around the business.
Right. You don't want people who are fake like you. I get it.
It's just that when I am away from that business, I like to be away from that business.
No, that's fair. Okay, now, listen, you're probably sitting there, you're digging into your Rocky Road, you're on your second carton, and you're listening to
go ahead and write that
show.
Letter.
In which case, I'm totally not interested. Don't listen to a word he says.
You are listening to this show, and you're like, oh my God, I want to call up right now, and I want to talk to Travis Cook. Well, Travis, this lady's sitting there, she's eating this carton, and she's going, you know,
wait, do the right voice.
Chocolate really
not
gets...
interested.
Add the slurping.
chocolate really, yeah. Travis Cook sounds good. Let me, all right.
Let me be clear. I'm going to try to say this as respectfully as I can.
Travis Cook, like he, oh, he sounds good. Oh, that's a pistachio right there. Oh yeah, I love him. You know what? I wonder if he can suffice my lady parts the same way this ice cream, this chocolate makes my mind go all wild and shit.
Okay.
So now, Travis, the question is, do you go to Taco Town, bro? Huh? Do you go to Taco Town?
With whom you have described.
With a girl.
With whom
with
you.
With a girl.
With the girl you have described.
Any girl.
Not that girl.
Why not that girl? She's interested in you right now.
And she's also on the second carton of Rocky Road.
So the answer is, you do go to Taco Town.
I do go to Taco Town, but with the right kind of girl.
Fair enough.
This is going
to
sound
to be able to go to the hot dog stand?
Hell yeah.
She needs to be able to go to, does she need to keep the change?
Okay, I'm not as hip as you young folks. I'm not sure what that means.
Young folks, you're not that much older than me. Keep the change, like, you know, to swallow.
Oh, that would be very much a help.
That's appreciated. So you got to be able to swallow, Bertha, and you need to be able to let him hit down on the taco. Like, you might have to move your cart.
But if she's actually using the word lady parts, then no. They're
smoking hot chick strong. Comes up to you and says, touch my lady parts. You're going to be like, no, I don't mess with that chick.
There is always some room for negotiation. But the one that Mark mentioned, hell no.
All right, fair enough. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Travis Cook. He is available for your dating loves.
And probably far too picky than I need to be, but I'm cool with that. Not on eHarmony, so.
All right. Plenty of fish account.
No comment.
Don't lie. Exactly. No comment on that one. He's got one. Yeah, he does. All right. We got some general questions. Actually, I got some letters, and then I got a couple general questions. Mark, I'm not sure what it is, but something about pregnant women scare me. Whenever I see one walking down the street, I usually cross over to the other side or turn. I don't know why. I think I'm just afraid of, like, hitting into them or something like that and hurting the baby. My neighbor is or was pregnant, and it freaked the crap out of me every single time I saw her. Awkward, to say the least. Is this weird, or do others feel the same way? Jeremy?
I actually have that same problem. So.
You're scared of pregnant women. You don't like...
Maybe not to that extreme, but you know how a lot of people really find, like, pregnant people glowing and beautiful?
Oh, you're so glowing. It's Listen.
To me, it just feels like, you know, there's two people there.
Jeremy, do you find me glowing right now? Because my belly's right here, and it's so Jeremy, just look at me real quick.
You're going to ask Ms. Bailey.
Jeremy, just look at me real quick. Listen. I get pounded out really good, and he put a baby in me, and now these boobs have gotten so much more sizable.
Which is cool.
Have you noticed this? Have you noticed my boobs? Do they look
good? The lactating's not cool.
Do these boobs look good? You don't like my lactating?
Although we did have a friend that did, didn't
you? You don't like my lactating, huh?
Ooh, that was gross.
Why don't you like my lactating? I don't understand, Jeremy. What about you, Travis? Do you like my lactating? Do you like my boobs? My boobs are a little bigger right now.
That's not a fetish I would have ever put down on my resume.
What about my belly? Do you like my belly? Do you think my belly looks...
Let me say this.
Look at this. There's a baby in there.
Mark, just because you look pregnant doesn't mean I want to watch it.
Yeah, there is the little baby in there.
Let me say this, though. It's not the pregnant chicks that you got to be afraid of.
Oh.
It's the producers from the Maury Povich show who the pregnant chicks call that you have to be afraid of.
You saw my post, right? You actually commented on my post with your own funny thing.
Which one was it? I'm trying to remember.
The post I said about, you know, the look on their faces.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, okay, I got two things I want to talk about. And one of them is the judge thing that we were talking about before we started the show. Okay, two things I want to talk about real quick. I don't know what it is, but I find myself midday watching the kids, you know what, working on emails and stuff like that. Sometimes Maury Povich comes on. It's always amazing to me whenever the woman finds out that the father's not the father of her child. I love the look on the girl's face like, oh my God, I'm a whore. Like, that's like that just cleared her mind for the first time in her life, even though people have been telling her for like 15 years, sweetheart, you're a fucking whore. Like, that's not enough for her. It's only when she goes on Maury and realizes that the guy she's been shacked up with for 5 years isn't the dude she banged and got the kid from. It's one of the other three guys that she banged. He's been calling her a whore. It's like, it's just a flush over her face. Like, oh my God, I really am a fucking slut.
My favorite part of that show, and I think this was part of my comment to you on Facebook, my absolute favorite part of that show is when they have the girl out there and the supposed father, when they're trying to accuse him, and they have the picture on the big screen behind him of the baby, and the woman is pleading her case like she's in a court of law, but she's on the Maury Povich show, and she's saying, look at him, little Travis Jr. up there, he's got two eyes, one on the left and one on the right, just like you do, Travis. And he's got two ears, one on either side of his head, just like you do, the Travis. You know you're the baby daddy. Why don't you admit him? He got a nose right in the center of his face, just like you do. Two nostrils and everything.
Why don't you pay up? You're 100% right. They do this stuff all the time. It's ridiculous.
They should just change the name of the show to Are You the Baby Daddy? It's the only thing they do on that show other than like wild
animals
once a month.
And the guy always says the same thing. I love them babies. Oh, if I find out that that's my baby, I'll take care of it. Like as if they weren't taking care of it before. Yeah. They love it so much, they're not taking care of it. But if they find out that it is their
but
kid
if it's
after
mine,
the last 5 years, they all of a sudden are going to love it more and they're going to actually take care of it.
I'm going to be Baby Daddy of the Year.
Oh, my goodness. They're afraid. Okay, now my other thing that I want to bitch about and rant about it for a minute here is These court cases. We were watching on the TV here where we got CNN on, and basically they just popped up like the guy who kidnapped the three girls up in Cleveland. He was arraigned in court on 977 counts. Okay, This is ridiculous to me, this court system situation. I don't understand how they come up with their numbers, like a child molestation case between a priest and a kid who's like in his 20s now, but he got molested when he's 17. And they're like, he was plaintiff for the verdict, $150,000, right? You know, that's what he gets, $150,000. Why is it $150,000? Or maybe they say $145,000. Yeah, like they're sitting there for some reason, you know, and they're like going over and deliberate. They're like, is it $150,000? Maybe only about 145 this time.
Seeming like a civil trial.
Oh, no, it's definitely higher than 130. Yeah, it's so much 150, though. I think that this molestation, I mean, if he tickled him a little more, he might get 150, but he's only at 145.
I
don't understand, like, or when they do the consecutive life sentences, 100 consecutive life sentences, yeah. It's like, really? Why don't you just give him one life sentence? Just call it a day. Just call it permalife.
Well, in terms of the civil trials, you know, where you have like the emotional suffering and stuff like that, I'm kind of with you on that because how can you measure that? Now, I'm totally cool with judgments for like time lost from work or, you know, bills you got to pay and so forth that are directly attributable. I'm good with that. But yeah, $2 million for emotional damage. Well, how do you know my emotions were damaged that much? If I'm going to give me that much money, I'd make my damn emotions more damaged, go for $3
million. Good point. All right, let's do a couple more questions. These are fun questions. Have you ever reconnected with an old friend, Mark, only to be horrified of who they became? So have you guys ever connected with an old friend and got horrified by the individuals that they became? I actually have had this happen to me. There was a kid that I hung out with in high school quite a bit. Nice guy. Really, really cool dude. Played a lot of sports. Summers were fun. We're playing wiffle ball, kickball, all that. You know, real good friendship type stuff. Just like me and you or me and you, Travis, or whatever. Like, good friendship stuff. Lose track of him around middle school, all right? Run into him in college. Second year of college, Florissant Valley Community College. Run into this individual. Weirdest fucking guy ever. This, I don't know what happened. I mean, we're talking like you saw this kid back when we were 10, 11, 12 years old, and he was on his way to being like, you know, captain of the football team, popular with the ladies. This guy like went so deep into the recesses of just weirdness, and the conversations were just jagged and all over. Just, I guess not horrified me, but blew my mind at how far removed from that person. Like, I understand people grow up, different lives and everything like that, but, like, it was so far removed from the individual that he was back when we were in middle school. Like, it just blew my mind. Like, I couldn't fathom it. Have you ever had a situation like that?
Just your run-of-the-mill, you know, you run into somebody that turned into an addict. Nothing out of the ordinary, though.
Yeah, I mean, in terms of personality, I've never really had that happen very much. Now, part of it's because I've been in the wrestling business for about 15 years. And you know, Mark, in the wrestling business, you lose touch with people and you run into them 7 years later somewhere and whatnot. And sure, you see changes there, but so many of those people were like, okay, this dude's a little touched to begin with.
Right,
That I'm not shocked.
I'm not shocked that it went this route.
The only thing I can think of from back in high school or junior high was one girl that I dated in high school that, you know.
Is her name Rocky Road?
No. We had our thing in whatever.
Did you go to Taco Town with her?
It's none of your business, but yes.
All right. Fair enough.
It's everybody's business.
Yeah. No, it's everybody's business. So that's awesome. Good job.
High school girlfriend.
High five
you know,
for Travis Cook.
High school girlfriend thought she was pretty and hot and all this.
Of course, you thought she was pretty and hot. No one else did, but you did.
Well, actually, some other ones did.
She was bolo, too.
So five,
was she a five,
five
to ten?
She was a bolo. Bolo.
It's what I'm getting to, actually, is whether she was a five or a ten, if you let me finish the story.
All right.
Now, I thought this girl was just awesome in high school. You know, I'd have probably said in high school, maybe a seven or an eight.
All right, solid.
But you're in high school. You don't have the breadth of knowledge in this area.
True. Very true.
And of sampling different things in that area that you do later in life. This chick calls me out of the blue 5 years later after college. I literally did not know how she had my number. Found out my parents gave it to her, which is kind of scary. But nonetheless, yeah, she just calls my parents. Can I get Travis?
Out of complete blue.
Yeah, the complete blue. So she does the call, oh, hi, how you been, blah, blah, blah. And we decide, we're going to meet up. And, you know, you're thinking, hey, you have the memories of high school. You're like, hey, all right, this is cool.
She was a seven.
She was a seven. Solid seven. I get to her 5 years later, and I'm, you know, she hadn't let herself go or anything, so it's not one of those things. It's just, oh, she's a four or five now, you know, and it's just that perspective.
There's a lot of that. The girl in seventh grade who's got like braces, she's ugly, but boom, all of a sudden she gets into high school and she flowers. Yeah. And then when she gets to college, she's got that womanly aspect to her and she's freaking smoking hot. I've had that happen.
Yeah, but the difference too is that, you know, if, especially if you're in a small town, you don't have a lot of girls to pick from. So what you think is massively hot in 11th grade, after you then go to the big city and college and everything else after 5 years, smoking hot in the 11th grade is like, eh. Right. After that point.
All right, guys. What's a quirk that you had that you didn't realize you had until others told you about it?
What's a what?
A quirk.
A quirk?
A quirk that you had that you didn't realize. Now, I know what mine is. My quirk that I didn't realize I had, and I'm much, much more knowledgeable about it now. I actually use it to my advantage. But for many years, I didn't realize how much I interrupted people while they were talking.
Yes, you do.
No, it's totally true. Totally true. No, it's 100% true. I didn't realize, though, for many years that I did that a lot. And it wasn't until I got into senior year of high school or maybe freshman year of college that somebody really kind of focused on letting me know this heavily and pointing it out to where now I'm a little bit more controlled. If I'm interrupting somebody, it's usually for the sake of the discussion or for the entertainment value of a situation as opposed to just randomly interrupting people. But I was horrible about that. So that was a quirk that I had. And I still do have it. I just know how to control it a little bit better.
I crack my jaw sometimes.
Oh, the nose thing, dude. Oh, bro.
I crack my nose and I don't understand it.
Yeah, he pops his... Do it. Can you do it?
I don't know.
Can you do it? That's awesome! That is awesome!
Recorded for the world.
That's gold right there, man.
Dude, that is so crazy, man.
I'm not really sure what that is or if it's safe.
It could be not safe at all.
You know, I notice it when I'm on camera, I blink a lot. And it's not as bad now that I have glasses.
Now, you don't do it as much now, but what about
Every so often, it's kind of two things. Anything with my eyes and my face. And it's generally when I am thinking a lot. And especially if someone else is talking and I have my answer ready for them and I'm waiting for them to shut up so I can get it to them. Like, when I was in school, I was always the kid that, like, the teacher would start talking and start asking her question. She gets four words of the question. I got my hand up because I already know the answer and I'm smarter than these other 24 adults.
And they have to know it.
You know, so it's like, all right, you know, I got to do something to be involved. So my eyes especially have always been that way, that I'll blink a lot, especially if I'm thinking or trying to get something done. I have a lot of nervous energy when my brain is actually going.
All right, last one before we get out of here on the show. What is a small thing that you take a stupid amount of pleasure in? Something really small to most people that you are just like, this is my shit.
Q-tips.
Love it.
I love Q-tips in my ear after the shower.
Q-tips in your ear after the shower. You love it. Small thing.
That should be a country song.
That is Q-tips. What about you, Travis?
Man, the biggest thing I can think of, well, I can think of two, and they're both food related. Go figure. One of them is when you're in a college football town, namely Columbia, Missouri, and you're coming down towards the stadium, and you get that first whiff of barbecue from all the tailgating. All
right, that's a good one.
That is just the best feeling in the world. It's that odd mix of, okay, I really like barbecue, I really like football, and then nostalgia for your college years. It's the best. I mean, that's a great feeling. The other one, and against barbecue, there's a particular barbecue sandwich in town at a particular restaurant that's a barbecued pork sandwich with coleslaw on the sandwich. Best freaking thing in the world. I will go out of my way for that sandwich. I love it. So
Fair enough. Mine actually is probably more universally known and actually probably appreciated by a lot of people. It is a small thing, though. I love when I catch the scent of something from the past many, many years later that just throws me right back. A perfect example. Places like, you remember when you were growing up, summers had a certain smell to them and a feel to them. You know what I'm saying? The way the grass smelled or the cut or whatever like that. Or, you know, you remember a specific memory from your Christmas time that was associated with like a certain potpourri smell or whatever like that. Or, you know, just it never comes around, and then all of a sudden, 10, 15 years later, just out of nowhere, you'll be walking through somewhere, you'll catch that scent, and it will literally throw you mentally back.
And you may
15
not,
years.
And you may not initially relate what it is, but you're like, whoa, something, you know, like, it takes really you a second to think you. Of what it was, but you're like, whatever it is, it's cool. I'm that way with smells, but also with sounds. If I get a sound from a particularly cool time in my life, like maybe a song that was cool at the time, but I haven't heard it in 20 years, and this pops up, that has the same effect on me. I'm very audible that way.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's going to do it for us here on Overtime 130. Mark Bland, Travis Cook, and Jeremy Bailey, I want to say you guys, thank you so much for being on the show.
The pleasure is yours.
And we are going to get out of here. And don't forget to check out theqnow.com, America's Evil Genius on YouTube.
Yep, and Real Travis Cook on Twitter.
As well as you can find Jeremy on Facebook and everywhere else. True?
True.
All right, we'll see you guys next time on The Q. Take care. I'm